ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two on this edition of the Hagman Report. We have guest Gregory Manarino coming up, and his website is traderschoice.net, traderschoice.net, and we're going to get into a lot with Greg Manarino on this hour. And he's a returning guest for folks who are familiar with him and may not be familiar with him. And he's a financial guy, and he's got a lot to get into. I want to make a quick note, because I know we have a few minutes before we bring him on, about the NFL. And this is something that we've been talking about a little bit, but I think it's worth the mention here. The NFL had one of its bigger sponsors drop out until next year, saying that they are not going to support an organization that does not stand up for the country of America. And with all the recent players who've been kneeling down and kind of protesting the national anthem, and the how ESPN and the NFL have become so politicized, we see that this is not the first, but now the second major advertiser to pull away from the NFL, and they continue to suffer from a ratings drop. And I just thought that while we're kind of in this financial show, really, as Mr. Manarino is going to be joining us, that we should mention that, because it looks like they're going to be going through some, I guess you could call it buyer's remorse, or some boycotting, and it looks like their numbers are taking a hit, and they might have to implement some different type of policies to make sure that they keep their fan base intact and to keep that revenue rolling. It was estimated before that last advertiser split that they the networks could potentially lose up to $200 million this season in advertising revenue, and they are not going to let that go quietly, I'm sure of that. So maybe look for some changes in the NFL.
No, the networks are going to hold on to that money with bloody fingers. But you know, Joe, I always hoped back when I was in high school that I would have the opportunity to sit before hundreds of thousands of people and slam a substitute teacher, and I'm going to do exactly that right now. Joe, we were going to cover this on the Hagman Daily Show today, and we just didn't get to it. But this is from BostonCBSLocal.com. Substitute teacher kneels in classroom during Pledge of Allegiance. Now, I know we've got Mr. Manarino about to join us, so I'll be brief. This is from Littleton in Massachusetts. The principal of a Littleton school said substitute teacher had good intentions but should not have taken a knee while class recited the Pledge of Allegiance on Thursday. I'll leave the names out of it. But
yeah, we're seeing this with teachers, with even peewee football players, you know, 8-year-olds, and coaches encouraging it.
It's a spiritual cancer,
mm-hmm.
where people who have been so incredibly blessed by the freedoms that my family, my uncles, granddaddies, and great granddaddies fought for. Joe, I know your family has got a military history as well. We've been so blessed, and we'll bring Mr. Manarino on here in a moment. And you know, I love Gregory Manarino, because he's been at this game a long time, and he just tells it the way it is, and he doesn't hold back. But this taking a knee stuff is a slap in the face. In my opinion, it is a slap in the face to all of the men and of late women who have put on the uniform and gone before us, whether we should have been in the war or not. The bottom line is they went and they did it so that we would have the right to do these types of things, but we're also supposed to have the morality and, frankly, the class to refrain from doing so. Joe, why don't you go ahead and bring on Greg Manarino?
Yeah, we have Mr. Manarino with us, and again, he's a financial guy. He started working for the securities and trading arm of the now-defunct Bear Stearns before the dot-com bubble. He is an author as well, and folks, all the links to his stuff, his YouTube channel, his website, is on HagmanReport.com on the write-up for today. His website is TradersChoice.net. He also offers a title of a book, One Rule You Must Never Break When Trading Stocks, 100% for free, on his website. Mr. Manarino, welcome back to the Hagman Report.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole lot of places that we can start today. So let's start with the U.S. economy. We see that there is continued growth since the Trump nomination and inauguration, and there's headlines, you know, great again, holiday spending expecting to increase by 6%, optimism about economy at all-time high. Stock market up 24% since the election. These are just a few financial headlines on Drudge. Do you continue to do you believe that we'll continue to see this high level of confidence in the market?
As long as people can still borrow, you know, you talk about all these highs. Yeah, sure. The stock market's making record high after record high. This is no surprise, honestly, to anybody that's been following my work. When President Trump was elected, I came out publicly telling everyone this market was going to go higher and higher. We're going to get record high after record high. Every time Janet Yellen or one of these freaks from the Federal Reserve decides to open up their mouth, I've been telling everyone, watch this market's going to keep going higher. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. Again, we're in an environment where nothing is real. Maximum distortions. Now, the issue is not that, yeah, sure, we're getting record highs with regard to the stock market, but we're also at record highs with regard to global debt, national debt, personal debt, margin debt. Right now, we have never seen in the history of the stock market more participants who have buried themselves under debt just to participate in this market here. And the consumers themselves are buried beyond their eyeballs in debt here. So, you know, everything, you can look at the stock market and be distracted. This is what most people do. I mean, it's just a game that's being played and say, hey, you know what? The Dow Jones Industrial Average just hit another record high, but it has no bearing on reality. It has no bearing on what's happening in our economy, despite the nonsense and the garbage that is being fist-fed to every single one of the zombies that wants to listen to it from the mainstream financial channels. Our economy is going nowhere. You only have to look at one spot now. I used to say two. Now it's only one place that you need to look to tell, to make any sense that what I am saying is actually true. And that is the money velocity, the rate at which cash is moving through our economy. Right now, we are near historic lows. Historic lows. That means that cash is not changing hands. In a booming economy, just conversely, you would see cash moving from this person to that business, but we're not seeing that. And also that means tax dollars aren't being collected either. So these mainstream people, they can sit there and vomit whatever they want out of their mouths and keep people distracted. The fact of the matter is, the stock market is where it is, not on the back of valuations. Oh, stocks are fairly valued. You've got to be kidding me. We've only seen this several times before in the top of every bubble, which has subsequently burst. This is the Federal Reserve, who now, for the better part of a decade, has artificially suppressed interest rates, and how anybody, any market participant, trader, and or otherwise, can believe that the environment we are in is real. In other words, the World Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has taken the largest part of this market by exponents. The debt market artificially suppressed the price of debt and has caused malinvestments and cash to move into places where it shouldn't go, and cash to come out of things where it should be going into. So nothing is real. We're existing in an environment of extremes. There's a big hole in the middle. That hole is going to fill. I don't know when. Frankly, I don't care. What I'm trying to do is get people to understand what's going on and how they can capitalize on this. Look, you have a choice. People have a choice here. They can sit there like a deer in the headlights and do nothing. Or they could say, hey, you know something? I can play this game too, just like the Wall Street banks are doing, in fact, better than they can. And that's what we're doing. As a matter of fact, I mean, look, I'm not looking at toot my own horn here, but in all of the years that the Federal Reserve has talked about raising rates and what they were going to do, I was wrong once. I think I am probably the most accurate Fed predictor that you're ever going to find. They're an open book. I know exactly what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, and I've called their moves over and over and over except once. So what can we expect? This is all going to get worse. This is going to get much, much worse before it gets better. So with that in mind, instead of laying down and being fleeced by these people, I'm saying, hey, you have a choice. And there are many ways to do this. Look, our country here is at an inflection point with the people kneeling and all the stuff that's going on here. And We can see this whole thing coming apart right under our noses, but no one's really paying attention. But I've been talking about what we're seeing now for years. This is part of the mechanism of the collapse that is going... It's actually really not a collapse. Let me rephrase. It's a correction to fair value. People everywhere are suffering. I don't want to hear about consumer confidence and all, because it's first of all, it's not true. Whatever they're trying to force feed us, I've never gotten a phone call and asked me about how I feel about things. And I bet most people who are listening have not either. This is all fabricated. It's all fake across the board to make people believe that we're in some type of economic fantasy land here. Meanwhile, if that were the case, how many people out here with a show of hands would believe that the Federal Reserve could at least have raised the federal funds rate a measly 0.25% at the last FOMC meeting? I mean, there's proof right there that we're going nowhere. And the Fed is in a lot of trouble here with regard to their balance sheet, what they're talking about normalizing their abnormal balance sheet. You got to be kidding me. They're stuck here and they're not going to do anything meaningful whatsoever moving forward. And that's why it's so simple to know what we need to do moving forward to capitalize on this. It's just insane.
You know, Mr. Manarino, John Robertson here sitting in for Doug Hagman this evening, who is up to his eyeballs in investigative work regarding the tragedy in Las Vegas. But, you know, I have followed your work for years, and I've always loved checking in on your YouTube channel and learning so much from you, because you play hardball and you tell it like it is. Now, you literally took the words out of my mouth. When I hear, holiday spending may be up 6%, it reminds me of these yahoos that line up in front of Walmart for 20% off a flat screen TV, but they use a credit card that's 29.9% to buy it. Now, you mentioned velocity of money, and I want to try to keep this in layperson's terms so that we can really utilize our time with you tonight to drop some tools in our listeners and viewers' toolboxes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you've suggested thus far, and I agree with you completely, is that what used to be a clown show has turned into a clown car, okay? We've got one plastic talking head after another reading off the teleprompter, telling us everything's great because the DJIA is continuing to go up, 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 almost like 1929 never happened, 1987, et cetera, et cetera. But you mentioned the velocity of money, and that simply means that the average American is not spending. The money is not moving around. Now, the question I'd like to ask you out of the gate tonight, Gregory Manarino, is this. Have we reached a point with dollar devaluation, with the internet essentially devastating bilateral trade agreements that used to keep the dollar artificially strong, with the decimation of the petrodollar most recently in the announcement from Venezuela, are we now at the point, Mr. Manarino, where we no longer even have metrics by which to measure how severe this problem is? The other day on the Hagman Daily Show, I suggested it's like we need to come together and build a house, but we have to use a 1 million-foot-long tape measure to do so.
Look, all I can tell people is simply this. We've never been here before. We're living history, and something is going to give at one particular point. Again, nothing is real. That's why I wrote this behind me. No matter what you want to look at, there's no playbook here. The Federal Reserve is in uncharted territory. They never had a plan ever to unwind their balance sheet or try to normalize anything. Never, never. So when you hear this kind of talk out of the mouth of Janet Yellen, believe me, she has not the slightest clue what she's talking about, because there's no models. This is uncharted territory. No man or no woman has ever gone before. And we also know this, and it's incredible because the Federal Reserve just admitted it. The Federal Reserve, and this is a challenge to everyone listening here, tell me one time where the Fed has been right about anything. Anything goes back as far as you want to go. They never are. They always get it wrong. They're going to get this wrong, too. Just a couple of weeks ago, we heard from Janet Yellen herself. I mean, this should have been headlines across CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business, and everything else. She admitted that the Federal Reserve got it wrong. These are her words. Actually, she said may have gotten it wrong with regard to their employment projections and their inflation projections. But it went like under the radar. Are you kidding me? All of this monumental stimulus and adding digits to a screen, trillions of dollars of bad assets being bought off the back of the banks, and continuing suppression of the debt market, unlike anything that we've ever seen in history by exponents. And she got it wrong? And no one wants to talk about it? No one wants to cover this? It's insane. So you know what it is? It's the party. The party is still going on here. Just like it does before every single bursting of every single other bubble before it. There's always this big party. No one wants to leave the party. Everyone wants to keep it going. Then all of a sudden, from out of left field, some seemingly insignificant thing happens, and then the whole thing unwinds. That's what we're going to get here at one point. And what I want people to understand is, I don't know another way to put this, and I try to think about it all the time. We are going to face a biblical moment, literally a biblical moment, when once again we are faced with a moment where this corrects to fair value, because this time is different. Last time in 2008, well, people don't remember. They remember, hey, you know, the housing bubble popped, and then that stock market fell. But what the real issue was then was the freezing up of the credit markets. You know, it was big businesses that were liquid could not transact. Now, that's going to happen again, but on a much grander scale at this particular, when this particular event occurs. It's going to happen, just a matter of when. When that happens here, people are not going to have the ability to get cash out of their bank ATMs. Nothing's going to work. Now, the issue at its core here, this is the core problem that nobody wants to talk about. And I've been talking about it for years. This is a resource problem. Okay, we continue to borrow from the future in greater and greater amounts just to sustain where we are. It is no secret that under the last few presidents, we've had to double the national debt. This should just get, and our way of life has not gotten any better despite the fact that we keep burying ourselves in debt. This mechanism cannot ever stop. It's the debt-based economic model. It's what we have. We do not have a wealth-based system. That means that when this event occurs and this all corrects the fair value and we get a fair price for debt, for which the Federal Reserve is suppressing, who knows what the actual market value is, we are going to see these interest rates spike rapidly. And that's going to put a huge amount of pressure on the stock market, which will sell off like people have no idea about. And this is not just Greg Manarino saying this anymore. This is a guy by the name of Alan Greenspan who said that the credit markets are in a bubble recently. I swear to you, he sounds exactly like me. He must be watching my work because I've been saying this for years. So now we have a former Fed chair, you know, echoing what I've been saying here. But the issue here, again, at its core is a resource issue. We have watched the global debt hockey stick higher. This has caused a population boom, which has risen in tandem. When we can no longer borrow anymore, when we max out that credit card, when we hit that moment of maximum saturation, we are going to have a die-off of the population around the world. Millions of people are going to suffer here. That's why I can't stress this enough. It's going to be biblical. What we're already seeing in South America and other parts of the world is going to sweep the globe. So we're in the middle of it now. We're starting to see this happen. All right. Despite the fact that the Dow Jones Industrial is at a record high, and people seem all like, hey, you know, I'm doing pretty good. Meanwhile, my credit card's all maxed out. I'm in debt up to my eyeballs. I can't pay anything off here. My wages aren't increasing, although I do buy groceries and they're going up. You can just see the writing on the wall here. But this moment is fast approaching, where our credit card is maxed out, where we can't borrow anymore, where the debt-based economic model hits a critical mass, and that's it. It's period, the end, and that's where we're going to get this correction of the debt and the human population. The Federal Reserve, in concert with the other world central banks, look, Their product is debt. It's the only thing they offer. Their product is debt. Nothing more. That's how they function. They issue more and more of it and more of it and more of it and more of it. That's why it's not a wealth-based system. That's why the United States is the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. And that's why most citizens of the United States have a negative net worth. No one talks about that. Consumer confidence is really high. Meanwhile, let's see, Joe Schmo over here, if he zeroes out what he owes and what he earns and what he has, he's got a negative net worth. Most people exist like that. It's a pathetic, but that's the truth. That's just the mechanism of what is going on here. But the Fed, in concert with these other world central banks, have created an artificial environment that cannot be sustained. It's the same as if a farmer were to go out and start a pig farm, and you know, everything's going well at first. He's borrowing on that credit card to sustain those pigs, to buy them food, to buy them what they need. All of a sudden, that farmer can't pay off that credit card bill. What's going to happen to the pigs? They're going to die. Just like we're going to see around the world. The potential here for pandemonium on a global scale as the debt-based system melts down is, well, it's a guaranteed fact. It is going to happen. The question only is when. Is it going to happen tomorrow? What's the event that's going to start this off? No one will ever know, but I can promise you this. It's going to be something that nobody is thinking about. It's going to come out of left field, and it's going to seem like an insignificant thing, and all of a sudden it's going to start a cascade of events because we are existing in a multiple bubble economy, and every single bubble is linked directly to the one next to it. So when one pops, we're going to get a cascade, pow, 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 down the line. And it's going to be very, very rapid when this does happen, and people have to be ready for it.
You know, Greg, our guest is Gregory Mannarino this hour, and you said something so profound, so frightening, and so true, sir, and that is that what is going to happen is going to be biblical in its proportion, in its ramification. And I want to reiterate for our listeners and viewers tonight, because this is very close to my heart. I have been what you could call preparedness-minded, well, really, Mr. Mannarino, going back to about the time I found your work, maybe 2009, 2010, something like that. But to reiterate, what you just explained to our listeners and viewers is that right now we are on what they call the hockey stick of debt, okay? So the debt is going up exponentially, and that's debt across the board. Consumer debt, student loan debt, and even the national debt, if you look at George W. Bush, Barack Hussein Obama, and now President Donald J. Trump, you see that we are doubling the debt with every presidential administration. Now, if I heard you correctly, sir, as this hockey stick of debt goes almost vertical, we have a population explosion. Human beings have to eat, they have to have shelter, they need clean water and medicine that is commensurate to that. But when that debt bubble pops, and it will pop, look at the Baltic Dry Index last year, when that global credit freeze occurs, and believe me, Hagman listeners, it is not a matter of if. Like Mr. Mannarino said, it's a matter of when. When that debt pops, then what we have is population death. Gregory?
Without a doubt. Just go online and look at how the global population has paralleled the debt. They rise in tandem. The debt cannot be sustained here. The Federal Reserve is doing everything that they can to move the goalposts and whatever they need to do so they don't have to normalize policy. We now coming out admitting that they got certain metrics wrong. There's nothing here that's real. So the moment that this starts to normalize here, we're starting to see it now. I mean, you don't have to say where is it. It's happening. You know, the reason why most people in the United States are clueless is because they don't follow shows like yours. They sit there and they turn on CNN or any of these mainstream channels that every other word out of their mouth is Trump, 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 Trump. They don't focus on what's going on right across this border or across that border or in that part of the world. They don't even want to hear about it. And it's brainwashing. They will not allow people to know what's going on. They don't want people to know that in Venezuela over here, people are eating zoo animals because they're starving. They're eating dogs and cats off of the street. Now, this is just not Venezuela. It's other parts of the world, too. This is occurring, and people aren't even seeing it because they're not being told about it. They think everything is fine, and they're focusing on nonsensical things. Look, it's all a distraction. Whatever the mainstream wants is showing you is a distraction because there's something else underneath it, and there's something else underneath that, and something else underneath that. This is what they do. It's a mechanism that has been used for as long as the media has been around. The mainstream media is a tool that has been used by governments throughout history to keep the people in line. It's all about control. That's all this is, and most people, honestly, I'm going to say this on your show, and I've been saying this on my own show, cannot walk and chew gum at the same time because they have been so dumbed down. They hear concepts like this, what we're talking about here, and they can't even hear it. Some kind of a blindness occurs and deafness. They don't want to hear it. They dismiss these things. They think it can never happen, just like the last time. Oh, housing can only go up. And look what happened to people. They got melted down. They got kicked out into the streets. They lost everything while the Federal Reserve made the big banks whole. And these people got nothing. Then the Fed, what did they do? They reinflate a housing bubble. So now those toxic assets they're holding are actually worth something. Anybody find it kind of interesting that now the Fed is talking about normalizing their balance sheet now that they've reinflated a housing bubble, now that they've reinflated a stock market bubble? It's insane. So, I mean, these are the kind of concepts that people, they can't think about.
Gregory,
they just can't do it.
It's Gregory, we're up against our break, and you just hit on a number of really important issues that we're going to pick up on right when we get back after this three-minute network break. Folks, you're listening to the Hagmann Report. Our guest, Gregory Manarino, TradersChoice.net is the website. Download the free book he offers, 100% free, right on there on his website. One rule you must never break when trading stocks. Take advantage of it. It's free. We'll be right back with Mr. Manarino after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmannReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you could possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Eric said.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Chang Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We are offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Remedies Kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Remedies Kit at www.changelessandwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagmann and Hagmann Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
And welcome back to this edition of the Hagman Report. Gregory Manarino is our guest, and we're going to get back to him in just a moment. I want to bring you a quick word from Greenovative. And Eric, sorry, I forgot to mention this to you during the break. Greenovative is where you go to get power anytime, anywhere. They have their rechargeable portable power device that you can place into the hands of anyone and recharge rechargeable batteries by the bag load. And folks, go there to get their G-Mag power pucks and check them out. Many people talk about going green, about saving energy, saving money. Greenovative.com is the place to do it. When things go bad, when the lights go out, you can have the ability to create power with their rechargeable power pucks anytime, anywhere. And again, you'll be surprised at what can be operated by battery power. Folks, go to Greenovative.com. On there is the call-in number as well as the email to Alan Riggs, the owner, and you can call him if you have any questions. And they have a discount using the promo code Hagman. You get a 12% discount on anything on the website using promo code Hagman. That's greenovative.com.
You know, Joe, before we bring Gregory Manarino back on, just a quick note from headquarters. HomelandSecurityUS.com is temporarily down, I believe.
It's back up.
Is it back up? Excellent.
See how
excellent.
Fast information moves.
Excellent news. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you. Here at Team Hagman, information moves quickly. You can get up and go from your desk to the restroom and come back, and a country's been overthrown. But that being said, our very special guest for the remainder of this hour is Gregory Manarino. And you know, I just want to say personally, I just think he's a heck of a guy. You know, he plays hardball. He tells it like it is. He's not afraid to call people out for who they really are. And when he sees a clown show, he's not afraid to say, "Hey, you know what? I hear circus music."
Absolutely. And Greg, before the break, you mentioned a number of important things. One of them being the just constant brainwashing and distractions that we see in the mainstream media. And we urge people here to not, and we even try ourselves not to be driven by the news cycle. Now on, when we have incidents like this Las Vegas shooter, you know, we have to cover this, to an extent, but there is always other things going on behind the scenes that they don't want you to see and other distractions that are going on to cover up what they don't want you to see. And then tie that in with, this hyper emotionalism and making decisions based on emotion instead of logic or reason. And this is, I guess you call it the recipe for disaster of not only what got us here, but what's going to continue to push us over the edge when we look at what you just talked about in the last segment, the unsustainable way that we live our lives through the debt-based economy instead of the wealth-based economy. And now that is being continued to be driven by this hyper-emotionalism and distractions. And at this rate, and as you said, people believe, you know, the too-big-to-fail motto is, you know, really, they don't want to hear about the potential problems. They don't want to hear that their way of life is threatened or that, you know, we could go from living in a first rate country to a third world survivalist nation in a week. They just want to go on as usual. And, my question to you is, do you believe that, you know, we could just be, you know, so, rocked to sleep by all these distractions that it hits us like a ton of bricks one day and never comes back the way that, I mean, say the world reserve, the U.S. dollar is lost as a world reserve currency or some other big financial calamity happens. Do you think that that could, you know, that that's just creeping up, before anything else like a war, that we could just be hit with a huge, economic issue and that could, put us into a danger mode like we've never seen before?
Well, that there's no doubt about it. That is going to happen. Here's the issue here. Human behavior is a very curious thing. People, 90% of people do not rely on their intellect to carry out whatever they have to do throughout a day. They function off of passion, off of emotion. They can't control them. And that's the problem here. People are allowing their passions to become their masters. Whenever this happens in anything you want to do, I don't care if it's a conversation with somebody, I don't care if it's whatever your job might be, when you allow that to happen, you lose. Period. People today, I think probably more than ever in history, live in the moment. In other words, they don't think about what happened yesterday or last month, God forbid last year or 5 years ago. They don't think about the future to any extent that it will affect their lives. They want instant gratification. They want it now. This leads to, you know, people burying themselves in debt, not willing to work for things. And this also is a way that the mainstream, look, there's no doubt about it that the mainstream financial channels understand human psychology. I practiced medicine for 20 years. I don't know how many people know that. Okay, so I know a thing or two about what I am saying here. So people generally walk through life in this state of I need and I want now, not thinking about consequences. And that is how they are being manipulated by the mainstream. They understand human behavior. Say, okay, let's satisfy this need right now. Let's keep them distracted with this for as long as we want to. Let's just string them along. Because, you know, if we have them look over here, they're not going to look over here. You know, and again, this goes back in history as far as you want to go. And that's why I said earlier that today, people cannot walk and chew gum at the same time. From a very early age, the dumbing down process starts there, and it just compounds as they get older. And you would hope that some of these children, at least some, are being brought up in families of people, of parents that do use their intellect, that are not driven by their passions, that are not, you know, overly emotional or hyper. You know, and this is, you know, just going back to the markets, this is what I try to take advantage of, okay? I try. Once in a while, I get a little emotional myself when I'm in a position and I'm making money or I'm losing money, whatever it might be, but you gotta get that out. You know, you gotta not let your emotions get involved here. It's not an easy thing to do, as a trader, but what I'm trying to do is get into the mindset of the market. What is the market thinking right now? What are people going to do when they hear a certain news or anything like that? I had brought up Tesla. I bought Tesla this morning right about at the open, as soon as it got an upgrade, and it finished up 2% today, so I'm a happy guy. This is emotion. This is people saying, oh my goodness, I gotta get in here now, I gotta buy right now, let's buy. It's an emotion. Will I hold the position tomorrow? I don't know. If I close it now, I get a nice profit. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I'll look at what people are thinking tomorrow. But the market, like people, always overreacts massively one way or the other. The market is driven by two emotions, fear and greed. That's it. Fear, believe it or not, is stronger than greed. And that's why when this whole thing starts to unwind, it's going to be extremely rapid as everyone is running for the door at the same time. But there's the other distraction. While everybody else is sitting there looking at the stock market, Greg Mannarino, this guy sitting right here, and everyone that follows my own blog knows where I look. I look at the bond market. I told everyone about a week or two ago, I said, people, cash is coming out of the bond market. It's coming. Look at the yield. The 10-year yield is going higher. Something is going to happen with the stock market. It's going to go higher. How did I know that? Well, it's very simple deduction. Again, this goes back to human emotions. People want to put their cash somewhere. It's coming out of the debt market. It's not going to go into precious metals in this environment. So where is it going to go? It's going to go into the stock market. So people that have been following my work, everybody is making a lot of cash here because they knew what was going to happen before it did. It's just a simple thing to look at, see where cash is moving, realize it's not going to go to money heaven. It's simply going to go someplace else. And that plays into the whole scenario. And let me outline this real quick, how this is going to unfold at one particular time. If anyone knows my work, I say you need to become your own central bank and bet against the debt. That means get out of the dollar. The dollar is a debt instrument. Fiat currency is all a debt instrument. You need to look for dollar alternatives. My favorites of them all, and I'm into cryptocurrencies too. You probably know that if you follow my work, is gold and more specifically silver. Right now, we're in an environment of risk. The Fed has created and continues to foster this environment of risk. So we have the market going up, 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 stocks, okay? And we have the suppressed assets, gold and silver, at the bottom. We've seen this before. And then they rotate back and forth, you know, every 10 years or whatever it might be. There's a cycle that just keeps repeating itself. Right now, we're in this risk on, risk off. Risk off at the bottom being gold and silver. This is going to reverse. So what's going to end up happening here, and again, don't listen to Greg Mannarino anymore. Listen to Alan Greenspan, former Fed president, chairperson, Alan Greenspan. He's saying debt's in a bubble, like I've been saying. The debt's in a bubble. That means this has a potential to sell off rapidly. So this rising in rates that we've been seeing, this is nothing. This is nothing yet. Nothing to get shook up about. I promise to keep everybody on top of it who follows my work. But we're going to reach a point where that debt market starts to sell off very, very rapidly because it's in a bubble. People are going to go running for the door. That's going to spike interest rates. Interest rates are going to spike rapidly. When that happens, and just as the inverse as what happened now, that's going to put a huge amount of pressure on the stock market. You're going to get simultaneous sell-off here. Debt market selling off rapidly. Stock market selling off rapidly. Now, all this cash, since you just heard me say, it's not going to go to money heaven. It's going to go someplace else. It's going to make its way in a wave over into suppressed assets, and that's going to be gold and silver, and they are going to reach highs at one particular point. I don't know when that is, that people are not going to believe. So right now, these gold and silver are on sale. They are on sale, and I hope the sale lasts another, I don't know how many years. As long as it's where it is, I will continue to buy. I've been buying silver since it was either $6 or $8. I will continue to buy until I can't buy it anymore. Amen. Because I know that's where I need to be, betting against the debt, becoming my own central bank, period. I don't want to hear, oh, silver's not doing much of anything. These are not trades, everybody. You know that. These are longer-term investments. You want to trade? Open up a brokerage account and start trading GLD, SLV. These are not real. There's no price discovery mechanism at all behind these things. So you want to play with that? Be my guest. I don't even really play with it. Once in a blue moon, I'll play with it, but they're not real. But that's how it's going to play out. Cash leaving the bond market, put a yield spike, put pressure on the stock market. That cash is going to simply go into suppressed assets, period. But again, the main issue here is the resource problem. People aren't going to be able to live like they're living right now. We are going to watch wars break out, civil wars break out, people against each other on the streets, people trying to feed their families, feed their children. They're going to get pretty desperate. So you better be ready for this. And I don't care where you live in the United States. As a matter of fact, if you live in a really ritzy area, I'd be more worried than everybody else. Because where are people going to go when they need things? When the general population here, including the police, are starving in a worst case scenario here, which has a very high potential to play out. They're all going to go to your neighborhood living on in Beverly Hills or West Palm Beach in one of those ritzy houses over there. That's where they're going, right to you.
You better believe it. You know, we see this in Caracas, Venezuela at this time. And I want to implore all of the Hagman listeners and viewers who have joined us this evening, and thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with us this evening. If you are allowing your passions to become your masters, then you need to come correct and realize that you are in error and that you have substituted your God-given critical thinking skills for hyper-emotionalism. And that's why we bring guests like Gregory Mannarino on who can explain that guess what the two most powerful motivators are? Fear and greed, in that order. And let's stop and just consider for a moment. I'm not going to sermonize, but just do a little homework later this evening. What does the Bible have to say about the two things that Mr. Mannarino just pointed out? Fear and greed. And lastly, when it comes to precious metals, Mr. Mannarino, I want to just say a personal thanks to you as well as to others like Gerald Celente. I remember the National Inflation Association back in like 2009, 2010. There were some others who, James Wesley Rawls, the man who wrote the Patriot series for sure. I learned very simply this, and I want to give the listeners a quick primer on this, and then Mr. Manarino, I'm going to ask that you would be kind enough to take your last 10 or 15 minutes with us to put some tangible tools in our listeners and viewers' toolboxes, things that they can start tomorrow to at least take some of the sting out of the horror show that we've been discussing for the last 45 minutes. You said, become your own central bank and bet against the debt. And this is how quickly I figured this out. In 1964, or 1963, or 1956, or 1938, whatever coins you carried around in your pocket was your pocket change, and people called it silver. You know, like how much silver are you carrying on you? Why? Because dimes, quarters, half dollars, and dollars were 90% silver. In 1965, that changed, and there is no silver in a 1965 quarter, dime, or half dollar. So it is this simple. When you look at silver today, Mr. Manarino is at what, about 16 and change? Something like that. I was buying silver all day long back in 2010, 2011 at 30 and 35 bucks an ounce. And guess what? I was stacking then and I'm stacking now. And I have no regrets about it whatsoever. Even scripture tells us, all of the gold is mine, says the Lord. The silver and gold is mine, saith the Lord. And I'll tell you one other thing that's just kind of a nice perk to getting into precious metal. And I've purchased a little gold here and there, but I live at a level where I can maybe pick up a half ounce every now and again. But you know, when you buy that silver and you do so consistently, even if you cash your paycheck and buy 4 or 5 ounces, I mean, what is that, $100 with where silver is right now, over time, you have this savings account that I bet most of the listeners and viewers heretofore have never had. And you've been freed from living check to check. And you're doing exactly what our guest this hour, Gregory Manarino, is suggesting. You're doing what? You're becoming your own central bank, and you're betting against the debt. Gregory Manarino, if you would, just take a few moments, man. Let's give our listeners and viewers some tangible tools. I want to pick your brain. Tell our listeners and viewers what they can do starting tomorrow to take some of the sting out of this horror show.
Well, become your own central bank and bet against the debt. The dollar is a dying asset, in my opinion. But people fail to realize is the dollar peaked out in December. And despite the recent, and I told everyone it was happening. I outlined it. I think covered this to the point of nauseam, what was going on with the dollar. And up until recently, up until maybe a month ago, as a matter of fact, the dollar continued that downward spiral with little bounces. Nothing ever goes in a linear fashion. There's always a little bounce, but the dollar had been doing this all the way down. We saw a bounce in the dollar. Which I think is just about had it. The dollar started rebounding about a month ago. If we're not at a top with regard to the dollar value right now, it's got to be darn close. And the reason for that is, again, logically simple. None of this is that complicated. When we now understand that the Fed is going to do whatever it takes to create inflation. This is not my words. This is one of the Fed presidents. I think it was William Dudley, who came out saying, we're going to do whatever it takes to create inflation. That means they're going to print. They're going to add digits to a screen. They're going to keep flooding the world with more and more paper and digital funny money, whatever you want to call it. But it's not going to work. What people have to realize, it's not going to work. And the Fed, I can't imagine they're this stupid. Why is it not going to work? The Federal Reserve, as far as I'm concerned right now, could literally double the money supply right now, as I am talking, and nothing would happen with regard to inflation. Do you know why? It goes back to the money velocity, like we were talking about before. If the cash isn't moving, we're not going to create inflation. Now, I know that Janet Yellen and the rest of the Fed freaks know this, but they won't tell anybody this. But I'm pretty sure the Fed is going to continue to do what they do. They're going to try to melt down the dollar, and they're going to overshoot big time, because look, there's a lot of dollars out there that are not here in the United States. Most of it is, in fact, outside the United States. There's going to be a point here. It's just so simple. When the cash does start to move, when is the cash going to start to move? That's the next question people should be asking. Okay, Greg, you said there's no cash moving. When's it going to move? Very simple. Watch the bond market, like I always say, because that's the biggest market. It's what Every single asset that you want to look at prices off of what's going on in the bond market. Okay, this is why I focus on the bond market, the 10-year yield more specifically, for anyone who's interested. At one point here, when you start getting that sell-off here in the bond market, which is going to happen, and rates spike on their own, cash is going to start to move. When that action starts to put pressure on the stock market, cash is going to start to move. When cash starts to move, it's going to, all these extra bills that the Fed's printing today and whatever that exists all over the world is going to start chasing the same amount of goods, and you do not need to be a rocket scientist to figure out what that's going to mean. The dollar has a very high potential to hyperinflate. The Fed is going to get this wrong. They're not going to normalize their balance sheet. That's why the market has hit another record high today. Everybody knows it. The only people that don't know it are the people that are watching CNN and Fox Business and whatever else. They're the people that have been dumbed down beyond the point of recognition. I'm surprised they even know they're alive, half of these people. They probably don't. But this is what they're going to do. And how do you protect? Look, nothing is going to be able to prevent people from the carnage that has the potential to unfold around the world when the debt-based system freezes, when it's over and they can't access whatever cash that they think that's in their accounts. See, that's another thing. I talk to people every day who believe that the cash that's in their bank account over there, people believe, oh, I got 10 grand in the bank over there, so I'm okay. Really? Well, have you ever heard of the fractional reserve system? Then they look at me like I got 50 heads, their eyeballs start crossing in their head, and they start talking about the Kardashians or something. You know, this is how people function. They fall back onto that. It's their fallback. It's their fail-safe. They don't want to hear it. But it's the truth. So look, financially, from that kind of a standpoint here, look for dollar alternatives. If you don't want to trade this market, that's fine. It takes a certain type of person to do this that has a lot of time to dedicate to it. Without exaggeration, I put in 80 to 100 hours a week into trading. That's what I do. You can't just sit here and put money in XYZ and expect that you're going to be rich by next month. Ain't going to happen. I don't care how much you think that's going to happen. It's not going to. If you're not willing to put the time in, you're dead. Forget it. Don't even think about it. However, the easy way to do this, bet against this debt, become your own central bank. Understand that you need to be out of the dollar. Seek dollar alternatives. Seek alternatives to the euro, whatever other currency is being issued by your central bank. Look for decentralized assets. For example, I hate using this term here, cryptocurrency. Don't think of it as cryptocurrency. People are looking at Bitcoin. I've been telling people what Bitcoin's going to be. When Bitcoin was at 1800, I was telling everyone, stop buying this stuff. Stop buying it. My target's 5,000. That's my initial target. Then it's going to 10, in my opinion here. Don't think of it as, oh, it's a currency. Think of it as an asset, okay? It's an asset right now, whether you want to believe it's the tulip mania or what. It's making a lot of people rich, me included. So people need to be in dollar alternatives. Find one that you believe in. Look, silver. Silver is it. If I had one asset and one asset only to invest in, of anything on the entire spectrum, it would be physical silver. Hoard it. Grab it. Like you were saying before, grab a couple here and there. Just keep adding to it. That's it. Gold is nice. I love it. I own it. Platinum is nice. It's lovely. I own it. Palladium is nice. I love it. I own it. But silver is where people need to be if they're looking for one thing. What would Greg Mannarino say to buy? Silver. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Greg, we only got about 2.5 minutes left, and that was excellent what you just said right there. And I agree, silver. I love silver as an investment. Not that I'm some financial guy, but it's practical. It makes sense, and it's affordable too. But in the 2.5 minutes left, I just want to ask you this. Obviously, I've heard that quantitative easing, the Fed's printing of the money backed by nothing, was one of the last real moves that they had besides interest rates. Is there any real recourse the Feds can take to fix this economy, or are they just, you know, basically putting Band-Aids on the Titanic?
They can't fix anything. They can't do anything. They can't allow rates to normalize. The Fed is going to have to continue to buy the debt. Does anybody here listening, with a show of hands, ever think about how the Federal Reserve keeps rates where they are? Do they just say it? Does Janet Yellen just say, you know what, I think I'm going to keep interest rates low today? No. She's not, she has no power. She has no magic. She has to continue to buy the debt. Quantitative easing never stopped. It's, okay. It's going on today. As we're speaking, the Fed is continuing to buy the debt. If the Fed were not buying the debt, rates would normalize on their own. Does anybody here, again with a show of hands, believe that the 10-year yield would be 2.33? It just wouldn't. We have no way to gauge what the actual yield would be. It may be 6, 8, 10, 15, 20. Nobody knows. It's like no man's land, like everything else. There's going to be a moment here. Look, I know I have a minute left, but what people need to understand, all of these markets, currencies, debt, the stock market, housing, silver, gold, pick them, any asset you want to talk about, the markets have one job. One job, and that is to determine fair value. When you have a world central bank like the Federal Reserve, such as, that is taking the largest part and artificially suppressing interest rates for the better part of a decade. And you already know, like I told you, that everything prices off what's going on here in the debt market. So if that's happening, the price of everything is fake and nothing is real.
Wow. Gregory Manorino, thank you so much for joining us. TradersChoice.net is the website. Folks, go there, get his free book. And are you still doing the YouTube channel Trade Game?
I have a few videos there. It's a beginning series on how to trade. Please watch that. Follow my work on YouTube. I'm kind of everywhere. I write an article on Steam at 2 once a day. It's really easy for people to find me. Go to my website. Everything's there.
And folks, yeah, go to Greg's website, traderschoice.net. And if you go to the write-up for today's show, everything is listed under Greg Manorino, from his website to the YouTube channel, to all of his history and his other appearances on a number of other media outlets, some very well known to us.
Thank you so much, Gregory Manorino. Brother, you rock.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We'll be right back with Pastor David Langford after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God particle before CERN actually discovered the God particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, DanielHoldings.com. That's DanielHoldings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to DanielHoldings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood,
Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.